This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. moves two British Islamic State members known as the Beatles from Syria. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Two British militants believed to have been part of an Islamic State group that beheaded hostages have been moved from a detention center in Syria into American custody. U.S. officials say the two, identified as El-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Imam Kute, were taken out of Syria by U.S. military and law enforcement personnel. The custody exchange was made to ensure they did not escape in a security breakdown resulting from the Turkish incursion in northern Syria. El-Sheikh and Kute allegedly were part of the Islamic State cell nicknamed the Beatles by surviving captives because of their English accents. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For the first time, Joe Biden is calling for President Trump's impeachment. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Biden's been at the center of the latest controversy, where the president asked Ukraine's leader to do him a favor and investigate the former vice president and his son.
He's shooting holes in the Constitution.
By asking foreign powers to interfere in the 2020 race.
He's already convicted himself. In full view of the world and the American people.
The president responded within 15 minutes, tweeting, "It's pathetic to see Biden calling for impeachment," adding, "Joe's failing campaign gave him no other choice." Sagar Magani at the White House.
German federal prosecutors have assumed control of an investigation into the shooting deaths of two people in the city of Halle. The shootings occurred Wednesday near a synagogue and a Turkish kebab restaurant. The country's federal prosecutors handle cases involving possible terrorism and national security. A heavily armed man tried to enter the synagogue as about 80 people were inside observing Yom Kippur, one of the holiest days of the Jewish calendar. When he was unable to get inside, he shot a woman on the street and then a person inside the kebab shop. This is VOA News.